So yeah, I was here last time at the audition to talk about WHO and Gavi. And today I'm going to talk to you about actually immunity, definition of immunity, the mechanism of financing this new program that WHO has put in place since quite a long time, that is emerging now, which is an immunization program that is actually paid through a mechanism that I will explain. And they have actually come to the chronologically to come out now with the new rabbit in the hat. And this is the WHO SAGE roadmap for prioritizing the use of vaccine in the context of a limited supply. So I have really analyzed this document, and it is what I can already say. I was hearing before the expert who was speaking, it, you know, when you read this paper, it sounds like a casino game. Uh-huh. It is like if they are setting the rules of different scenarios that are possible, very confusing, and then they're playing with the market, with the epidemic, and with the people targeting, they're targeting for the vaccine. Mm-hmm. So let me maybe, because I don't have much time, so 30 minutes. So first,
I think we have to make clear that this SAGE that you're talking about is different from the one in Great Britain. It is the WHO SAGE you're talking about, Brian Gerrish was talking about is a completely different operation in Britain. But this is important because we know that there's some really interesting news in that paper you're talking about.
Yeah, and sorry, this is the paper. Uh-huh. Everybody can find it on internet. It's called WHO SAGE. So SAGE means Strategic Advisory Group of Experts on Immunization of WHO. This paper is dated from 13th of November, 2020, and it's the first version. So this is actually quite relatively new, but what is not new is the word immunization for saying that this vaccine is immunization. So this roadmap is written an approach to inform planning and subsequent recommendations based upon epidemiological setting and vaccine supply scenario. And they're forgetting one thing there, and the target group that we are going to advantage. So just quickly, so this is in November 13. Now, if you come back 1 month earlier, on 12th of October 2020, the Director General, Tedros Ghebreyesus, Director General of WHO, said that immunization, the best immunization is vaccine. And they have completely disclosed the definition of natural immunity, the immunity that many today come back to say that you can be immune your whole life from measles. And actually, Professor Harvey Risch from Yale, Professor Beda Stadler, Professor of Immunology, very known in Switzerland, and INSERM, the Institute of Medical Research, really defined very well immunology, that it is a long life pattern. It is not just you get sick and nothing happens and you have to get a vaccine. So that's very important that people who listen understand. The also thing is that for 8 months, there are lots of papers on this. I made an expert report, and I have noted that it is available now in Quebec. But for 8 months, you can calculate the antibodies. After 8 months, there is a memory cell, very intelligent body we have, that has integrated the immune response. So the soldiers went to sleep, but they are there and they are alert. And if you get again the SARS-CoV-2, when you had the SARS-CoV-1, most people on 1 million study in China are immune. So you see that there's natural immunity is science. That's the real science. Now, WHO on 20th of October is completely denying natural immunity and is saying that only immunization is vaccination. Vaccine train and immune systems to create protein to fight disease known as antibodies, just as would happen when we are exposed to disease. But crucially, vaccines work without making us sick. So not only they use a vaccine to say that it's better than disease, but they say that this will make you avoid being sick. And by justifying this definition, it's very important, they are justifying all the program of immunization. I think that's crucial that people understand.
Well, that's when they changed the definition of herd immunity. Before that, yeah. It used to be either natural immunity or vaccination, and now it's only vaccination. That is completely unscientific, though, isn't it?
It's completely unscientific because you have natural and you have herd immunity or adaptive immunity, but there was never a question that adapted and herd immunity is vaccination. It has never been in science until WHO has decided again to change, like they changed pandemic.
Yeah.
So they changed many definitions. In this, there's another definition they have changed here in this WHSH roadmap, as I'm on definition, and it's very important. Details are very important in the game they're playing. They changed in the annex of this document on SAGE, health workers. So health workers are normally professional people taking care, healing people who have credential and legitimacy. Now it is everybody that is around who is in the community. So they are changing this for a reason, because they have a target group, and it's the high health workers.
Yeah.
A target group for immunization and vaccination. So that's important if people want to get into that, to know that immunity is has to come back to its definition. Now, the mechanism of financing is very important because, as you said before, there is a whole roulette game, a casino game with the vaccine, which is really dangerous, and people are not waking up on this. That's right. But I don't think I told you, but I said that to Germ War on a podcast because I had not found it out last time. But when you look at the World Bank and you go and look at what are they doing with WHO and Gavi, they have signed a contract. The World Bank has signed a contract in 2006 with WHO after James Wolfensohn left, when Wolfowitz was at the head of the World Bank, WHO signed a contract with Gavi, which signed another contract with CEPI, and they have created, it was already read in the UK as a corporate, they have signed what is called the IFFM, the International Finance Facility for Immunization. So here we go again with the word immunization. And it is very important because who had the idea is the United Kingdom and Goldman Sachs. And it is in this document of the World Bank that you can find, I always give my source so everybody can go and get educated and help us to find out more. It's on openknowledge.worldbank.org, and it's called IFFEM process, the International Facility, Finance Facility Immunization. And what's interesting there, it is that Gavi has very quickly, from 2006 to 2030, made plans of financing. And who finances this? Through the Coalition for Epidemic Innovation, CEPI. It is the countries. So at the beginning, there were just 9 countries for 23 years. They have given huge amounts of money, more than, I don't know how many billions. Those who want to go and see, they go and see donors to Gavi, and they will see that Switzerland has given 27 billion, South Africa has given so much. So every country should go and have a look at this because it's very important. There is a market with the word immunization, and they also call the keywords like the Advanced Market Commitment, AMC. So I also invite you to go and look at this. And this explains why Gavi has, as we said last time, total immunity in Switzerland, but it has also a global plan of vaccine. It's signed with WHO and with the Swiss government. It's in charge with the money of the social corporation of Switzerland to distribute vaccines and to distribute health supplies, but they call health and it's disease treatment or vaccination. It's all hidden in the words. So this is a big scheme that is going through the World Bank. And one algorithm we can say that they are using in everything they're doing, it is the algorithm of the decision tree of the United Nations, because in every commitment, they take the same chain of decision of the knots of the knots of the networks of the networks. And now if I come to the WHO stage, they are doing the same, because their plan to prioritize this immunization is embedded in a regional. So I'll read you that, because it's like a game of rules. But so there is a RETAG and NETAG, and the NETAG is the National Immunization Technical Advisory Group. So they have the SAGE, then they have the regional Immunization Technical Advisory Group, RETAG, then NETAG is the national. So you see the arborescence tree is always the same. It is United Nations, WHO, then it is the regional, and they have also six regions like in the United Nations, and then they have the nationals. So they just need to, you know, press the button and things go down to the national level.
Yeah, but only if these private, basically private organizations are in place.
Yes.
If we dismantle them, then it's over, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
I think they have, because there is some suspicion of what's going on, I think they did this WHO SAGE roadmap precisely because some countries are limiting their borders, like Florida, and they are refusing the vaccine. Mm-hmm. So in the WHO SAGE, they have started to make a roadmap for different scenarios so that they are sure they will vaccinate the most disadvantaged and discriminated people in the world, because they are saving them with immunization. This is the rhetoric. It's very interesting to see that, before I explain, they are changing the value system. There is another document that is linked to this, and it is the value framework of SAGE. So they have said that we cannot just talk about science and economy. We have to talk about the value of people. So we are going to take target groups, which are the most discriminated. And those target groups have different low risk or not. And just to list you some of those disprivileged group that we are going to discriminate positively now, this is a big rhetoric in the UN too, is gender. Because women have been not taken care of so much and they take care of old people, well, we are going to make sure that men and women are equally vaccinated. You can have access, everybody can have access. I'm on the target group now. Then they take pregnant women. And this, what's interesting is that they make, they were disadvantaged in the previous pandemics, but this time we're going to take care of them. But there was never question of vaccinating a pregnant woman. It takes 9 months plus two, three months to see if the child is okay. And the trials are just impossible to make sure. And there are a lot of miscarriages now going on with pregnant women in Florida. I'm sure Dr. Simon Gold can talk about this very well. So it is very interesting that they are targeting the pregnant women like if they were a group that has been not discarded.
Disadvantaged in the past. Yeah. In the same way they're going after people with disabilities.
Yes.
So what this is really, and this reminds me of what Vera Sharaf, a Holocaust survivor, told us, this is using euphemisms. They're using euphemisms in order to make really terrible things sound good.
Yes.
But it should not really confuse us anymore.
Yeah, and here it is very important, because they are really using the word equity and ethics. This is why they did the value sharing. So they say we are going to have full respect for equality and equity. So pregnant women, lactating women, children, also have to have access, even if the supply of vaccine is limited. So you see, it's like a pyramid. There are the people, target group. Then the vaccine supply, they're playing on the fact that the supply is going to be limited. So you have to run and get the vaccine when it's there. This, it has been a psychological game they have played. Yeah. So it is like a market game. There is this vaccine becomes a market game. We have different scenarios. Stage one is when it is very limited. We only have vaccines for 1 to 10% of the population. The second stage is 11 to 20%. It's limited, but we can start looking at target groups. And then the stage three is when there is total population or up to 50%. So it's moderate. We can start vaccinating even old people. who don't need it, you see. So they have this game of supply, of vaccination game, and they put stage one, stage two, stage three. That's very important. Then they do this epi setting, so their target group, vaccine, and the third base of this pyramid that I build it up myself, this image, because it's the only way to understand, is the epidemiological setting. So again, they have always three. It's easier for them for playing the game. It's the severely constricted setting, epidemics, where there's a lot of transmission, but not so much vaccines. A lot of the pandemic, they use the word pandemic still, they should take it away, is still there. So the target group and the children are at risk there, and we should really take care of them. We have to take, there are three also target groups that try to vaccinate in general as examples. It's the health workers, of course, the first group, especially in some of the epidemic when there's a big transmission. Then it's the socially disadvantaged because they have no money and they have less good health, and it's important to take care of them for equity and respect. And then the last is social employment, people who are in communities who, you see, health worker and social employment is where the transmission goes very quickly. Either the health worker can transmit, either he can get the disease. So they're playing on this game also to say that the epidemiological setting is very diverse. And then you have, so you have big transmission, sporadic case, where there is sudden emergency, you know, high outbreaks. They use the word outbreaks. So they're trying to make a scenario where small outbreaks they can make like they're doing now. When people get vaccinated, there is an outbreak, of course, because we know this with poliomyelitis. You know that it has been eradicated, poliomyelitis, in some regions in the world, and they came with the vaccination, and it started a new outbreak. So we have proofs, scientific proofs, that that vaccines can create an outbreak, and that's what's happening now. There's so much data now coming out. If you take the chronology of vaccine and the effects of death, it's there. They just don't put the, like it was said before, they don't do the autopsy, they don't put the case of death, the cause of death, they always put COVID when the PCR doesn't work. It's crazy. Okay, so this is the epi setting. The last one is very important, and it has, I take this example of Florida, they have the third setting scenario is there is no case and the border are controlled. So they're very worried of border control. And they add something very interesting. They add that non-pharma intervention are used. So they're using, actually, the antidote. You know that Dr. Judy Mikovits has spread the news of an antidote to the vaccine, which is the treatment for a blind river disease, Suramine, but actually the non-pharmaceutical alternative medicine have found out that this is a pine tree. It is the pine tree oil and pine tree tea could actually have an effect on the treatment and reversal. So there is new science coming out which might counter this game in war against the people. So this is very interesting that they mention it already in October in their SAGE plan.
So what do they do? What's the plan for if there is a place that has no cases and that has borders that are controlled? How do they address this?
Yeah.
Break down the border?
They have to take the highest risk group. So they always try and find the niche, the highest, and they come back to the people discriminated and and they use that. They say they use non-pharmaceutical, but some people don't even know that they are sick, and they should know they are sick, so they should test themselves. It's a game.
It's insanity. It's complete insanity, and it's really, it's a wonder that people are playing along with this. It's so easy to see through this. Well,
yeah, but people, you know, I think fear is so ingrained that even when I tell them, but there is no difference in mortality. There is nothing. It's the media has made you the fear, not the epidemic, not the science. They don't believe it anymore. And I tell them the PCR doesn't work. Stop this, and it destroys your nose. They say, yeah, but the government said that, and or they say, I want to travel, so I want to get the vaccine because I want to travel, and they don't see the effect long term. So maybe pregnant women would be a case, or businesses that close. There is actually a very good example of what's happening with businesses. There are some airplanes who are starting to wonder if they should refuse the vaccinated because of thrombosis in the airplane, or I think even pilots should start wondering. So there might be a trend there, and they are very worried. So they're trying to now sell this immunization to everybody. So I wrote a few conclusions, even if we can go. it's that they are creating a new moral, that's my religion, of the new normal of immunization and vaccination. And this document is very clearly like that. This moral and sharing your values of not of being a community. It's very communist in the bad sense here. You're a community, you have to take care of each other, and you have to feel guilt if you don't comply with the fact that everybody has to get immunization. So this is already, it is rampant, and this is a bit worrying because they are trying really to make people believe that they can denunciate you if you did not get vaccinated, or if, you know, I speak and they say, oh, she's saying something against the government. And it's the fear and the guilt together that create this psychology of people who are become, you know, themselves a bit Nazi in the bad way. So this value sharing is very perverse because they say it's ethics, but there is one, there are two few things in ethics. I was a lot in the ethics committee of WHO, but one is that the autonomy is not respected. If you're autonomous, you can decide if you want, if you don't want, and you can refuse anything, but you decide for your body. And there is nowhere something positive about this. There is nowhere something to say we stop. It's no, you know, to accept that the situation has changed. They're on the loop of the game, of the crazy casino game, where they're going to make money. And it's like if we are almost bonds, you know, the donors are giving, our taxes are giving the vaccine, that we are giving the money to Gavi, CEPI, and SAGE and the IFFM to vaccinate people. And so we have to also stop something, maybe financially. So that's
why. We have a whistleblower who gave us material that shows that our German government has been paying money to Gavi, Bill and Melinda Gates, for years, in the billions, out of hidden budgets that are part of the federal budget. The general population doesn't know anything about this. So what is happening right now is paid for by the taxpayers. And I'm sure this is not just true here in Germany. It must be true all over the world.
Everywhere. They have built this system of payment since, I would say, 2006, six, they started with the World Bank, because there was a guy who was like Bill Gates. Mm-hmm. So, but if anybody wants to go and see, I invite them to go on the website of Gavi, the Vaccine Alliance, Global Vaccine Alliance, and they look at donor, and you can look at the latest donor, Switzerland, $18.5 million Swiss has given. Through the SDGs, so in Germany it would be through GIZ or something. I think could be very easy to do is they have made the same system everywhere, because in the game they have to. And South Africa also, I've printed it for them. And there's even a graphic of all the donors' contribution of pledge to Gavi, all the countries, just from 2016 to 2020, you will never guess how much donors, it's our tax, you know, donors, country, $9.3 billion. $9.3 billion to make immunization vaccines safe and all this stupid crime, you know, against people's mental health and health in general. Mm-hmm. So everybody can go and see this donor contribution in Gavi. It's in front of our nose. It's absolutely crazy. So what I want to also say is that it's like, you know, you have a circle in the pyramid of those actors, the target group, the population that's targeted, the market that goes through the vaccine and immunization, and the epidemiology, rhetoric of science and the media directing the governance of the epidemic. We have to stop that. I know Florida has banned the censorship, so this is great. It's like a routine immunization process they want to do, and it is a perpetual immunization.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so eventually they'll have to get vaccinated every 10 seconds or so.
I'm sure they thought about this because they have put the different scenarios and there are many combinations.
Of course, but now that we're on to them, it'll be a completely different story. Okay. Yeah. Well, we can't keep Simone waiting for that long, but Astrid, thank you so much.
Amazing.
Yeah.
You're welcome. Yeah, we'll stop this game.
We will stop this game.
We have to counter, make a counter game.
People are, as Brian said, people are waking up to this. And more people are waking up to this.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Astrid. We'll be in touch.